Hello guys, I'm Nia Ray. I'm with the beautiful Four of Diamonds. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, how are you? Great. I'm fine, thank you. A bit tired, but I'm excited to interview you guys. So,
yeah.
You know? Okay, so London is a sold-out show. How do you guys feel?
Oh my God, we just can't believe it. Like, this is our first ever headline show in London and it's sold out. Like, it's the really? Capital city, you know? Two of us are from London, so it's just nuts. And we're just so excited to be here for tonight.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, really massive deal. Massive
deal. Okay. So where did the name come about, Four of Diamonds?
So this is a good question. We have a lovely guy called Christian who we work with on like our movement and stuff. And we were in a studio with him when we'd just been put together rehearsing. And we were like, we were playing cards and we were like, oh, like this would be a cool concept. Like we had literally like a day to think of a name. Yeah. So we were like, we need to think of something. And we thought first Four of Hearts and then we thought, no, it's not good enough. And then we settled on Four of Diamonds because, you know, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Yeah. All of that. It just makes sense. Yeah, diamonds are forever.
So your lyrics are very empowering to young women. Do you ever feel like it's important to be aware of the music that you release and like the lyrics when you're writing music?
Yeah, definitely. I think with all of our songs, we try and keep them as relatable as possible. Because we would like, we try and think of the sort of lyrics that we would like, yeah, enjoy and would want to listen to and want people to be able to relate to the songs that they're hearing. Definitely, so I think definitely, yeah.
It says that Jonas Blue is your executive producer on your debut album.
That's right.
So what's it like? Right. So what's it like working with him and like how does he like ideas and tips and
oh my god, so when we were signed to Virgin Jonas actually wanted to work with a girl band and obviously we got put forward for that and we were like, oh my gosh, like Jonas Blue, this is like an international mega DJ. So it was amazing for us to work with him, and then eventually he was the executive producer for our album, so we're working on that together now. And it was so funny because when we met him for the first time, it was for a studio session. We were so nervous that day. I don't think we slept the night before. We were like, our voices were cracking. Like, it was hilarious. I was laughing at Yasmin when she cracked, bless her. Like, it was so funny. Happens. But now he's just like an older brother. We went to his album launch party like a few weeks ago. So he's really cool. He's an amazing person.
That's really good. That's some good news. So Jonas Blue and Yuna Healy from The Saturdays both think there's not enough girl bands representing the UK.
Hell yeah. When I was younger, growing up, there was so many. There was Destiny's Child, Mystique, Atomic Kitten, Sugar Babes. Like, you could name at least 10. Now there's like two or three.
I know, it's crazy.
Definitely here for the return of the girl bands. Yeah, there needs to be more girl power.
There needs to be a comeback.
100%. So, I just bought tickets to go to the Spice Girls tour. Really? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm buzzing.
I saw that last week, so that's going to be really good. So when you guys were on X Factor, what was your favourite moment when you were actually on the show?
Oh, I think for me personally, it was when we went to judges' houses and we were in Ibiza. And I don't know, like, it was obviously such a scary time in the competition, but it just felt amazing to be out there. And we'd made really good friends with all the contestants. Yeah. And it, like, it really wasn't a holiday.
Yeah,
it was not a holiday. But we got to go and stand like on the stage while Craig David was doing his TS4, isn't it? TS3. He was doing his TS3 set in Ibiza and we were on the stage with him. And it was just amazing. It felt like, oh my God, this is the life.
Great. How did it feel like when they said your name, like you're going to judges' houses?
Oh my God. Well, don't get me started on Six Chair Challenge because that... Six Chair? Oh, once you get through Six Chair, you feel like you can take on anything, because that day was possibly the scariest, most stressful day of my life. I've never cried the way I did in Six Chair Challenge.
That's really good, yeah, guys, I think that's all for now. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. I'm looking forward to watching you guys tonight, so I'm excited. Yes. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.